Our next presenter is Brad DeBels. His co-authors are Shane Griffith, Mark Garrison, William Cruiser, Eric Melby, and Doug Soldat. And he will be talking about weed invasion of five longgrasses.
Thank you, Dr. Cope, for that introduction. I am a PhD student working with Dr. Soldat at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. My actual PhD research currently is validating and also looking at methods to use radiometric surface temperatures to evaluate instantaneous ET, hopefully in a variety of turf grasses in the future. This project that we did here was done over the past 4 years with quite a list, obviously, of graduate students, and hopefully that kind of explains the laundry list right there. Currently, the University of Wisconsin-Madison recommends applying approximately 150 kilograms of N per hectare per year of nitrogen fertilization. And this pie chart here is based off of data by Augustin, and it shows basically greater than 80% of current homeowners are not applying fertilizer at recommended rates. And if I ever happen to talk about one application, two applications, we're going to be talking about 50 kilograms of N per hectare. And so our objective of this study was to evaluate visual quality and weed susceptibility of common and alternative cool season grasses under multiple management regimes in Wisconsin. And we really wanted to focus this for homeowners that, are not applying at that recommended rate. Excuse me. So we seeded in May 2007 with a 14-28-12 fertilizer. When we seeded these turf grasses, we also made one herbicide application to help reduce weeds during establishment. We seeded with two different Kentucky bluegrass varieties, and we also seeded with a fine fescue, a tall fescue, and a perennial ryegrass. As I mentioned previously, the study lasted 4 years, and it was designed as a split-split-plot randomized complete block design to ease in our application of fertilizers and also mowing. Those were our two splits in this study. Each plot that we looked at was 1.5 meters by 4.5 meters. We also looked at three different fertilizer rates, applying a 34-0-11 coated fertilizer. The first was not applying any fertilizer at all. The second was 98 kilograms of N per hectare per year, and then also 196 kilograms of N per hectare per year. The table that is shown on this slide here is demonstrating when we applied these fertilizers. We had four applications throughout the year, however, because at each application was 49 kilograms of N per hectare, not each treatment received a fertilizer application. We also looked at mowing heights of 3.5, 6, and 8.5 centimeters, or 1.5, 2.5, or 3.5 inches. And we chose these heights because there are common mowing heights found in our region. And data that we collected, one, we looked at turf quality on a 1-9 scale, 6 being of acceptable quality. And we also looked at weed abundance. One of the ratings we did as a visual assessment on a percentage basis in the plot, percentage of weeds compared to turf grass in the entire area, and then also a point intersect method in which we laid down a quadrat, and under each intersection we determined whether that was a desirable or undesirable plant. And the data that we collected, all of the statistical analysis was done over the entire 4 years, so it's a 4-year mean of each one. And for as far as fertilizer rate goes, unsurprisingly, we found that as we increased our fertilizer rates, we also saw an increase in our quality ratings. As you can see here, without any N nitrogen fertilizer, we saw below acceptable level of turf grass growth. And this was over, that fertilizer table there was over all of our species. And if we look at our height of cut, once again, unsurprisingly found that if we mow at an adequate height, and when I say adequate, 6 or 8.5 centimeters, we had acceptable turf grass quality. When we were mowing at 3.5 centimeters, we did see slight scalping in some situations, which decreased our quality of this turf grass. And when we looked at species by species quality, once again, this table here is looking at over all of the mowing heights and over all of the fertilizer rates that we used. We found the tall fescue had the highest quality rating of all turf grasses. However, you will notice that each of these turf grasses had an acceptable mean quality rating over the 4 years that we were looking at this study. And when we look at fertilizer rate, by species, we found some interesting interactions. And you'll notice all of the significance letters in that graph. And we will be comparing within column and also within rows, so there's not any confusion there. And the first thing I wanted to point out was tall fescue performed quite well, and you notice that it even performed quite well when we did not apply any N fertilizer. This is in contrast to some of the Kentucky bluegrass ones that I'd like to point out, that the improved variety of Kentucky bluegrass that we used performed sort of what would be middle of the pack in quality, denoted by that 7 rating. However, as we decreased our nitrogen input to these plots, you notice that the quality rating dropped off quite dramatically and well below that of acceptable level. Compare that to, say, the common Kentucky bluegrass that we used. You'll find that at the 196 kilograms nitrogen per hectare per year, that we had an acceptable quality rating, somewhat on the lower end, but compared to that improved Kentucky bluegrass, we did not see quite as of dramatic drop-off when we removed that nitrogen fertilization. And one of our other objectives of this study was to look at weed abundance and how did those mowing heights and how did those nitrogen rates affect that weed abundance. And you notice here that once again, tall fescue had a great quality rating before and now also exhibits a very low weed abundance in those plots, especially when we compare that to the common Kentucky bluegrass that I showed in the previous slide had middle of the pack to the lower end quality ratings. We found a higher percentage of weeds in those plots. And height of cut, once again, unsurprisingly, we find that the very low height of cut had the greatest weed abundance. And similar, once again, with the fertilizers and quality, that not applying any nitrogen fertilizer, we increased our likelihood of having weeds in these plots. These are some photographs that were taken 3 years after the establishment of this study to really demonstrate the effect that I was talking about on how we saw a severe decline in quality or increase in weed abundance when we were not fertilizing. This photograph is of the premium variety of Kentucky bluegrass. On the far left, you'll notice the 0 kilograms of N per hectare. In the middle, the 196, and on the far right, the 98 kilograms of N per hectare. And as we move up the picture there, it is the difference in heights. The top three squares is the inch and a half mowing height, the middle is the 2.5, and the bottom is the 3.5-inch mowing height. And you'll see quite a dramatic change when you go from 0 nitrogen per hectare per year to the 196 kilograms of N per hectare per year. And once again, the 98 kind of in the middle. And I had mentioned before how we saw the common Kentucky bluegrass, and you would also have noticed the perennial ryegrass did not have quite a dramatic, as of a dramatic effect compared to that premium Kentucky bluegrass. And once again here, looking similarly at the 0 kilograms of N per hectare per year on the left, you'll notice in this photograph does have the greatest weed abundance visually. However, when we compare this to the 196, there is still a fairly big difference, however, not as dramatic as that premium Kentucky bluegrass. And moving on to tall fescue, one that I had mentioned had a very high quality in this study, also had a very low weed abundance across any of the factors that we were looking at. We don't notice as of a significant effect of fertilizer rate or even mowing height across that picture on our quality or on our weed abundance. So really demonstrating that tall fescue in this time period and in these situations provided a fairly adequate turf grass. And one thing of interest for us soil scientists that we found was we had a significant block effect in this study. We had 162 plots, and each of them being 1.5 meters by almost 4 meters. It took over quite a large land area. And so when we were looking at these plots, we found one had a pretty severe infestation with weeds compared to the other two. And so we tried to look into this a little bit further. And what we're looking at here is the bottom soil core is from the first block, which was a Dresden silt loam, and had an A horizon of 15 centimeters. And we were comparing this to the second and third block, which behaved more similarly to each other, found less weeds, had a Troxel silt loam, and had a buried mollisol and an A horizon of greater than 30 centimeters. And this buried mollisol similar to the Dresden, which is also a mollisol. However, over time, there had been some sedimentation or deposition of more organic-rich material on the surface, creating a greater depth. And what we're looking at here for figures, we'll be comparing the core number 2 and 3 together, and you'll notice that the organic matter, the 4.3% and the 4.1%, in the top 4 centimeters, or excuse me, 15 centimeters, is very similar. We'll compare that to soil core number 1, which also was very similar, 4.2% organic matter. However, when we compare the lower 15 centimeters of those cores, block 2 and 3, once again, very similar. However, block 1 was quite a bit lower at 2.1%, nearly entire percentage point less of organic matter. And if we look at some work that was done by Havlin, where we assume that the organic matter in these soils is contains about 5% nitrogen, and 3% of that nitrogen is mineralized over each year, we find that we almost have what I was mentioning before, one application or 45 kilograms of N per hectare per year. So we hypothesized that this difference in blocks that we saw was the turnover of that nitrogen attributing to the N requirements of that turf grass. So to look at some numbers for the blocks in block 2 and 3 and block 1 there, the weeds in block 1, as I had mentioned, were much greater, and also the quality rating, especially at the zero fertilizer rate, was below acceptable level and quite a bit lower than block 2 and 3. So in conclusions from this study, tall fescue performed quite well, had a very good quality rating, had fairly low weed abundance in Wisconsin at this time. It's important to mention that the elite Kentucky bluegrass that we used performed very well, however, may require a higher N fertilization requirement, and not fertilizing it can cause the quality to decline quite substantially. Also, that the 98 and 196 kilograms of N per hectare per year, combined with mowing height greater than 6 centimeters, provided good quality ratings and reduced our weed content significantly. And it is possible that simple organic matter testing by depth could make for a useful recommendation process for nitrogen requirements of turf grass. And with that, if anybody has any questions, I'd love to field them. Yes? So the question was, what was the mowing frequency for each of the heights? And we mowed all of the plots at each height once a week.
Do you think that might have affected the 3.5-centimeter nitrogen?
So the question was, do we think that that once-a-week frequency affected the 3.5-inch height of turf grass? It may have. I do not recall substantial clippings. We return clippings, mulch clippings on the surface. I don't ever recall seeing that as a big detriment to our plots, but that's not to say that maybe it went in another scenario.
What was your establishment date?
The establishment date was mid to late summer. Yes?
Sorry, I missed it, but did you repeat the, if you said it, the organic matter test procedure?
So the question was if I could repeat the organic matter test procedure. And what we had done is we collected 5 cores from each of the blocks down to that 30-centimeter depth, and we burned off the organic matter to determine the percent by mass. And then we used some assumptions by Havlin et al. That where we assumed 5% of that organic matter was as nitrogen, and that 3% of that nitrogen would be mineralized over a year. So the question was how we burned it off, and it was by combustion, so heat. Go ahead in the back. Paula.
So you found that different grass pieces had different weed infestations. Why did you see that?
So the question was, why did we see different weed infestations with certain grasses? And a lot of the weed infestations that we saw by turf grass species had a lot to do with the density that we saw, which had a significant relationship with how much we had fertilized. Yes, we had one in front here.
Did you notice a difference between what weeds were present, like the overall population of the sport, between the
the question was, did we see or document any differences in types of weeds between our plots? The one time that we did the data collection, we did look at each individual weed species. However, we didn't see necessarily any intriguing evidence that it was one particular weed in each plot that was taking over.
We don't have any more time. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.